Hi, Paul Sackett's Good News Planet. We're going to talk, actually, it's November. It's the National Healthy Skin Month, all right? That's good. Puzzling skin condition affects more than meets the eye. The hidden reality of living with a chronic skin disease. And we're going to talk about a disease that I'm probably not going to say properly, but we have Dr. Jocelyn Kirby, a dermatologist from Penn State University, who'll probably say it better than I. I'm going to try. Hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. How'd I do?
Paul, it's a mouthful. Hidradenitis suppurativa. That's why we call it HS.
All righty. And what is it?
HS is an under-recognized skin disease caused by the immune system, so inflammation, not infection. And because it can look like infection, it's often misdiagnosed or not recognized. So I want to thank you for making the time for me today to try and get the word out there that HS exists.
Okay. So when you say the word inflammation now, which is maybe a little bit easier, what does that actually mean?
So inflammation is the reaction that our immune systems make. And our immune system is that part of us that floats around everywhere, helps our body fight off infections, bacteria. But in the case of HS, it's overactive. It's reacting against things that it doesn't need to. And we're still figuring out what exactly HS is and why it's caused. But we have a lot that we're learning and a lot of ways that we can make a difference in its treatment.
And there's a lot of people with HS, this rare inflammatory disease, enough for you to say, look, there's a lot of people with it, right? The same concerning disease. It looks the same or feels the same? What makes it the same?
Yeah, I think of HS as the most common skin condition that no one talks about because it looks like infection. And sometimes people are told the first time or the second time that they have one of these lesions that it's an infection. Sometimes because the provider doesn't know that this is the third time that it's happened in that body area, like the underarm or the groin. So what can help us put that picture together is the timing, the patterns that this is happening recurrently. And that can help us know this isn't just a bacterial infection, because that's usually, as we say, once and done. You get one boil, it was caused by a bacteria, it goes away. If something keeps happening over and over, sometimes it's because your body, your immune system is trying too hard, and we have to help it not do that.
Can I ask you a question? Because I did a story about hepatitis A yesterday, okay? And it seemed like another bacteria story. But somewhere somebody told me we have a heck of a lot of bacteria within our body, like tons of it. Is that wrong or right?
So hepatitis is a viral infection, but yes, it's an infection. And I think what we're learning a lot about in multiple parts of the body, not just the skin, but the gut and other places, is how normal bacteria, viruses, and even fungus live with us all the time. They are a part of our skin. And we know that with HS, bacteria make it worse. So you start with this inflammatory reaction, and I think that's just really important for people to hear. You didn't cause this. It's not contagious. And while it looks like an infection, it isn't. But those bacteria on the surface of the skin will take advantage of a situation. So when there's a break in the skin, they'll sometimes get in there, and then you find bacteria when you swab it at a doctor's office.
Okay. So, I mean, I see a blemish, I'm at my dermatologist, but if I bang my toe, I'm at my doctor's. So
you might be at my office, but you might not want me to treat your banged up toe. Yes, we're very good at skin. And I think that the main thing is to find a provider who knows what HS is. If you don't have a dermatologist in your area, that's okay. You have a few opportunities. Find somebody who does know what HS is, or use a telehealth visit, which is a way where you can engage with a provider who might not be nearby and you don't have to delay. I think that's the big thing for me. People have waited years to figure out what this disease is. Why wait on making, you know, really impactful steps in treating it?
Well, does it look the same on everybody that has it, that has been, you know, detected that they have it? Is it a similar look?
So that is such a great question because there are similarities, but also kind of differences. So while it happens under the arm or in the groin for a lot of people, some people only get it under the arm and it will never go to their groin. Some people get smaller lesions like pimples or ingrown hairs, while others will get larger nodules and abscesses. So I think the big thing is for people, if this is happening to you, if you're getting bumps repeatedly in the same parts of your body, reach out, learn more about it, reach out, find a provider. So I think some of the resources for people and providers are nobsabouths.com. I've partnered with AbbVie to get this message out, and that's one of the places where you can get really good information for yourself or to bring to your provider.
Tell me something. I love when corporations are do-gooders, as this AbbVie is. What does AbbVie do?
So AbbVie is one of the companies that makes products to help treat HS. I think one of the reasons why I'm partnered with them today is because there's an incredible reach that me as an individual, I can't reach your community. I can't reach the tens of thousands communities where the people who have this condition have never been told that they have an inflammatory disease. So getting the word out there is really quite crucial to help people not suffer with HS.
By far, no. My hat's off. My hat's off to the pharmaceutical and to companies that first spend a fortune on research, right, and find a way to do a cure, right? I mean, or a vaccination. I mean, that's magnificent. And then, you know, the more you promote, this should be promoted. So I appreciate what they're doing. As a dermatologist, why are you a dermatologist?
So I appreciate that question very much, and it goes back to why I think it's so important to treat this condition, because the skin is how we are seen by others, in our society, sometimes how we see ourselves. So managing this condition from a functional standpoint, meaning just so you can raise your arm to open a cabinet or pick up your child or sit at a meeting, you need your skin and your body to work to do that. But it's also how you engage with other people and how you're confident in your interactions. So this disease happens to young people, right? When they are thinking about, dating. And when you have a boil like this, the thought is, oh, well, they're going to ask me about this and I don't know what it is. And I don't want them to think I have an infection. So to your point earlier, there are treatments. This is not an infection. We don't need a vaccination for it. We do need impactful treatments for it. So going to nobsabouths.com or the HS Foundation can help you get more information.
Okay, one more time. No BS.
AboutHS.com.
There you go. There's some creative people. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Take care. And I appreciate the information. The very, very important information by far, if you have it. Or is there any way you can stop it from getting it? Let me just throw that in.
Yeah, great question, Paul. There once it happens, we manage it. But there isn't a way to, I would say, prevent it entirely. So we can make a difference, though.
Great, Dr. Kirby. Thanks so much.
Yeah, take care, Paul.